Welcome back to this week's edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Waller, and today we're going to talk about important birthdays that can significantly affect your retirement planning. These milestone birthdays start in our 50s and continue into our early 70s. And with us today is Catherine Collinson, president of Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, to shed light on these milestones and how we can and should plan accordingly.
Al, I'm so glad that we're talking about this because people think of decade birthdays like 40, 50, 60, 70, but there's also some really important milestone birthdays, complements of the Internal Revenue Service, and these can have a tremendous impact on how you're saving and planning for retirement. And it's good to know about them ahead of time so that you can plan accordingly.
Well, Catherine, what are the milestones for people, say, in their 50s?
At age 50, the good news is you can start making catch-up contributions to your tax-advantaged retirement plans, your 401ks, 403bs, or IRAs. You can put an additional $6,000 into your employer's 401k, 403b, or 457, and you can set aside an extra $1,000 into a Roth or traditional IRA. And that's an extra oomph to your retirement savings on a tax-advantaged basis. Another birthday in your 50s is age 59 and a half, which means that if you are saving in a 401k or similar plan, there's no longer an early withdrawal penalty for taking money out of the plan. If you're under 59 and a half, you often hear about the 10% penalty. That goes away at age 59 and a half. And many plans allow what are called in-service withdrawals, at which the participant, if they choose to do so, can roll a portion of their account balance into an IRA.
I see. Now, how about the milestone birthdays in our 60s?
Age 62, the earliest age that a person can start receiving Social Security benefits, but it's really important to know if you start receiving Social Security at 62, your benefits will be severely reduced, your monthly benefit. Age 65 is the birthday that we sign up for Medicare, and it's really important not to miss this sign-up deadline because you may be hit with a delayed coverage or higher premiums. The best thing you can do is check out your initial enrollment period on Medicare's online eligibility calculator. And then age 66 and 67, depending on the year you were born, you will reach full retirement age eligibility for receiving your Social Security benefits. That's when you get the full amount. However, you can receive a higher benefit if you wait to receive your Social Security until age 70.
Yes, and speaking of 70, with more boomers turning 70 every year, are there any milestones they should be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. There's what I call the scary milestone birthday, and it's a half year, and it is age 70 and a half. Retirement plan participants must begin taking annual withdrawals from those accounts, which are called the required minimum distributions, or MRDs. They must be taken from IRAs and retirement plans such as 401ks, 403bs, and 457s. And the reason this is so important to remember, the penalty for missing this deadline is 50% of the distribution amount. It is a very draconian penalty that you do not want to have to pay. If you don't need the money, consider depositing your MRD into a non-retirement account so that you can continue to save. Just don't miss that deadline because it can really take a bite out of your savings.
Well, sage advice as always, Catherine. Thank you. Well, that's it for today on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm Al Waller on WYPR, your NPR news station.